107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudle. It's Wednesday, June 14th. It's an absolute pleasure to be chatting with Severin Thompson. She's the Associate Artistic Director with Blythe Festival, and we've got so much to talk about. Looking forward to these productions, and it kicks off today. Good morning, Severin.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
Absolute pleasure. We're so looking forward to this season with Blythe Festival. As we talk about, it is original Canadian theater. We've got a number of great productions. One that opens today, I believe, called Liars at a Funeral. I think I love the titles there for this season, but Liars at a Funeral. What can you tell us about that show?
Well, this play is a new play written by Sophia Fabili, and she has developed this play with us, so we're very excited to be starting off the festival with this. And the liars, well, the first liar would be the grandma who is faking her own death at this funeral, at this particular event. So this is her last-ditch attempt to get her family back together and get over old wounds and to find a way to be together once and for all. And you'll have to come out and see if she succeeds.
Oh, we definitely will. Shout out for any of the cast members in this particular production, Severin?
Oh, absolutely. Amy Rutherford stars in many plays in Toronto. And then we have Norm McClellan and Blair Williams, who are both veterans of the Shaw Festival, as well as other terrific actors in this one.
So we look forward to this. It opens today. And what's the run for this particular show?
It runs for the next 3 weeks.
Fabulous. So it kicks off today, runs through till July 8th. And as we mentioned, it is not only original Canadian theater, Severin, but often world premieres with these shows.
Yes, yes. That is our real focus. And my role as an associate here is to help develop new Canadian plays and the new works. So we work with so many incredibly talented playwrights and are so pleased to bring them to our audiences. And our audiences are so good at being ready for new plays and seeing whatever we have hatched up for this year.
And more great shows on the way. I love the title of this one, Chronicles of Sarnia. Best title ever.
One that I am in, and I play a character who is determined to have a time capsule for Sarnia. And she's very excited about it. The problem is not too many other people are who have showed up for her meeting. So this is another play about some people who don't see eye to eye and are doing their best to find a way to move forward. And it takes place in Sarnia.
Perfect. Chronicles of Sarnia. Again, great title. It is August 3rd through to the 18th. And do I see that Miles Potter is directing this one?
Yes, Miles Potter is coming back to direct it, and he has a long, rich history with the Blythe Festival, starting with the farm show that preceded the Blythe Festival just by a year or two, and it's written by Matt Murray, a very talented playwright.
Okay, we look forward to that one again. Chronicles of Sarnia is August 3rd to the 18th, and this is all part of the Blythe Festival. And then we move to The Real McCoy. What's this one about?
Yes, this is a fascinating piece. I love it. I saw another production of this. This is not the first one, but it is a really strong show about inventor Elijah McCoy, who lived from 1843 to 1929. And you might have heard of the saying, the real McCoy, and that is him.
Wow.
He did incredible inventions. He's from Canada, and then he went to the States to do inventions for the railway service, for trains at the time.
Absolutely fascinating. And that's the beauty of the Blythe Festival. It's great shows, it's entertaining shows, but often histories, our own histories that sometimes we're just not familiar with.
Absolutely. Yes, and it stars Peter Bailey from the Stratford Festival as well, who's done many seasons there and has an incredible cast as well.
So that is The Real McCoy, and that'll be taking to the stage August 24th through to September 9th. So it's going to be a big summer with Blythe Festival. Should mention those three shows will be happening indoors at the Memorial Hall, and we've got another big production that is on the way, Severin.
Yes, yes. So those are the three that are happening indoors, and that's our first time opening our Memorial Hall, our indoor theater, for the first time since things shut down in 2020. So we're really thrilled about that. And
yeah,
in our outdoor stage, which is called the Harvest Stage, which we built when things closed down and we needed to pivot, we have the Donnelly Trilogy by James Rainey. This was first written in the 70s and produced, and it has now been adapted by Gil Garrett, our artistic director and director of this series of plays, and performed by an incredible cast starring Randy Houston and Rachel Jones, both also having graced the stages at the Stratford Festival, too.
The Donnellys, a trilogy, and it will be performed as the trilogy, as the complete work. Is that right?
That's right. We're opening Sticks and Stones, the first show, just in a couple, just over a week, really. And then the next two will be coming throughout the season, and you'll be able to see different shows throughout the summer. And they all are surrounded around the tragedy of the Donnellys. There was a Donnelly massacre many years ago in the 1800s, and this has been a story that people are fascinated and haunted by for generations in this area. So we're pleased to bring this story with all its complexities to the stage, and it's a wonderful, beautiful production, and wonderful looking at different perspectives of this story through the telling of these three different versions of the play in the trilogy.
And what an amazing opportunity to see the trilogy performed in its entirety, the trilogy with the Donnellys by James Rainey, as you mentioned, June 22nd through to September 3rd at the Harvest Stage. And again, Severin, I got to say congratulations. That Harvest Stage is absolutely outstanding.
Yes, it's wonderful. The base of it, the foundation, are shipping containers, and it's a beautiful theater, and we have new seats this year. And when it rains, we have a plan to move it inside. So now we don't have to cancel any shows if there's rain. We get to move to Plan B into the theater, the Memorial Hall. And then otherwise, you are under the stars. And really, there's no more beautiful spot to see theater than there at the Harvest Stage.
Blythe Festival, it's original Canadian theater. We've got world premieres happening. We've got The Real McCoy along with the Donnellys trilogy happening. Be a part of this. And again, what's the best way to get tickets, Severin?
You can call us at the Blythe Festival. You can look us up online, of course. And our telephone number is 1-877-862-5984.
And the website, blythefestival.com. Severin Thompson, Associate Artistic Director with Blythe Festival. And Severin, just before we let you go, you've really touched on the importance of theater and Canadian theater. For you, working at Blythe Festival, what's it been like for you working there?
Blythe has a very special place in my heart. It helped me decide to become an actor and then director in the theater. I grew up spending my summers around Blythe, and I did the Young Company, which is another thing that the Blythe Festival does every year, is free theater programs for young people. And I grew up doing that, and so working here and seeing this 49th season come to life bigger and better than ever is a real thrill.
BlytheFestival.com is the website for all of the information. Do not wait till the last minute to get your tickets. As we mentioned, these are limited run shows, but through our summertime, for sure. Severin Thompson, Associate Artistic Director with Blythe Festival. Severin, thank you so much for the details, and we wish you an absolutely stellar season coming up.
Thank you very much. Hope to see you out there.